Hello, this is Reverend Ann Preswell of DivinelyIntuitiveBusiness.com. Today we're going to do some tapping on follow-up, picking up the phone and actually calling people after you meet them at an event. All right, so many people have a difficult time with this, and I want to give you an opportunity to move through at least some of the fear of picking up that phone. If you don't know where the tapping points are, please go to the website, DivinelyIntuitiveBusiness.com, and on the homepage, click on the link there, and you'll see a drop-down box for freebies. There are tapping points on that page, okay, on the freebie page. All right, so let's get started. Even though it's hard to pick up the phone and do follow-up with people, even though it's so scary to pick up the phone, and I don't want to pick up the phone, I would rather do anything else. I'd rather play on my website, creating my website. I'd rather play on Facebook or Twitter. At least then I'm doing social media. I'd rather do anything else, it seems, than pick up that phone. And even though I'd rather do anything else than pick up the phone, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. And I am deeply and completely loved by the divine. From the top of the head, I don't want to pick up the phone. Between the eyes, it's too scary to pick up the phone. Side of the eyes, I really don't want to pick up that phone. Under the eyes, it's just too hard to pick up the phone. Under the nose, I'd rather do anything else. Chin. I'm scared to call people. Collarbone. I don't want to be rejected. Under the arm. Because calling someone would feel like rejection. Top of the head. And I'd rather do anything else than face rejection. Between the eyes. Because at least, if I'm not picking up the phone, I can at least pretend that I'm taking care of business. Side of the eyes. I'd rather do anything else than face rejection. Under the eyes. It is so hard to pick up that phone. Under the nose. I really don't want to pick up the phone. Chin. It feels like rejection. Collarbone. And again, I would do anything else rather than face rejection. Under the arm. I'd actually rather be broke than face rejection. Top of the head. Wait a minute. No, I wouldn't. Between the eyes. Well, I kind of would, because I kind of am. Side of the eyes. Well, maybe there's another way. Under the eyes. I wonder if I could enjoy picking up the phone and calling people. Under the nose. I wonder if I could enjoy connecting with them. The chin. Maybe I could enjoy picking up the phone and calling people. Collarbone. Maybe I could enjoy connecting with them. Under the arm. I actually do like connecting with people. Top of the head. So maybe picking up the phone and calling people doesn't have to be about being rejected. Between the eyes. But maybe it's about connecting. Side of the eyes. It still scares me. Under the eyes. What if they don't like me? Under the nose. What if they don't want to talk with me? Chin. What if I'm bothering them? Collarbone. I don't want to bother people. Under the arm. I don't want them to roll their eyes or avoid my calls. Top of the head. I'd rather be broke than have that happen. Between the eyes. I wonder how other people have moved through this fear. Side of the eyes. I wonder how some people who have really successful businesses have faced this. Under the eyes. I know they've faced it and they moved through it. Under the nose. I'll bet they had to move through it to get where they are. Collarbone. Because I don't think they could get where they are without moving through this fear. Under the arm. And you know what? I'll bet if they picked up the phone and called someone, that person on the other end wouldn't think that they're being bothered. Top of the head. I'll bet they'd really appreciate the call between the eyes. So why would I think that if I called someone, I'd be bothering them? Side of the eyes. Maybe I'm making it about me under the eyes. Maybe it isn't about being bothered. Maybe that's just my fear under the nose. And because it's my fear, it's keeping me from taking the action I need to take. The chin. I know that fears aren't real. Collarbone. They're just emotions under the arm. They're just feelings. Top of the head. And feelings I can transform between the eyes. As a matter of fact, my feelings are transforming side of the eyes. Right now, under the eyes, right while I tap, under the nose. So maybe I'm not bothering anyone at all. Chin. Maybe they would love to hear from me, under the arm. Because I love hearing from people that I like to learn from, top of the head. And I feel happy when they reach out to me, between the eyes. Well, maybe some other people feel that way about me too. Under the nose. Hey, that's pretty cool. The chin. So today when I pick up the phone to call someone and follow up, collarbone, I'm going to think about how I would feel if someone I really liked came up to me or called me up, and followed up with me under the arm. I'd really like that. Top of the head. What a gift that would be. Between the eyes. I can see myself as being that gift for someone else. Side of the eyes. That's pretty cool. Under the eyes. Today, I choose to be that gift for someone else. Under the nose. Today, I choose to pick up the phone and call someone to follow up. Chin. Today, I choose to connect with them. Collarbone. And today, I completely enjoy the call. Under the arm. Today, I am a gift to those I call. Top of the head. Today, I'm a gift to those around me. Between the eyes. Today, I am a gift. Side of the eyes. And so it is. Under the eyes. Thank you, God. Under the nose. Thank you, God. In the chin. Thank you, God. Take a nice deep breath and release it. Now, go pick up the phone and connect with someone. This is Reverend Ann Preswell of DivinelyIntuitiveBusiness.com. Have a fabulous call and go get your divine on.